much steel. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real.
This is Dave Lewis, and I'd like to introduce you to Mark Yokers, who is the chairman of the Johnny S. Black Memorial Fund Committee. Welcome.
Thank you.
How did you first get interested in Johnny S. Black?
Well, he was actually a close friend of my uncle, Paul DeFazio, and my uncle Butch, as we called him growing up, related a lot of stories about Johnny Black and how he wrote the song Paper Doll, and he was from Hamilton, and we heard those stories a lot, and it always intrigued me because I knew the song pretty well, the one by the Mills Brothers, and thought, well, that's great. I noticed that we didn't have any tributes in town to this man that I thought must be pretty famous. So I started looking into that, and I thought there must be other people who are interested in making a tribute to the man as well. Sure enough, there were. And some of the folks I talked to, I found out that we attempted a tribute to Johnny Black back in the 1970s, and it didn't go over too well, probably because too many people remembered him. He was an interesting character. I think now with the passage of time and the realization that the song he wrote was really extraordinary in that it won several awards. It's on the Billboard Hall of Fame, I think.
Yes.
But anyway, it was very well known, and that's something that I thought we had tributes in Hamilton to other famous citizens.
I've been a local music researcher for more than 30 years, and I only ran into Johnny S. Black very recently. As you know, Dardanella was a really big tune. There were a lot of 78 RPM records made of it. And I looked at the music credit and saw the names Bernard and Black. And I think I might have assumed that Bernard was Al Bernard, which is wrong.
No, it's Felix Bernard.
And I never wondered, for some reason, who Black was until recently when I looked it up and I found this information that it was this local guy from Hamilton.
Right. The two collaborated on this song that its origins are still a little foggy. It appears that it was written for a show called Afgar. The show had sort of a Turkish flavor to it. And the tune was originally called, I think, Turkish Tom Tom, and it was an instrumental. And that opening left-hand figure in the piano that Johnny Black wrote, I think, was maybe the beginnings of Boogie Woogie. I mean, it was pretty significant.
It does have that kind of character, and the melody definitely indicates the sound of the violin, which I understand Johnny S. Black played.
Yes, he played violin, piano, trombone, I think, and was an inventor of sorts and all kinds of other interesting things.
I understand that even though Dardanella was a huge song, that the deal that Johnny Black made to get it published was not that great.
No, the information I got, Felix Bernard collaborated with him, and according to Bernard, he polished it up a little bit. I can almost tell which strains of the song he wrote because I know Johnny Black's style, and I think Felix Bernard only wrote about 8 bars of the 64-bar tune. But he made a deal with Black to sell the rights to him. Legend has it that he sold the rights for $100, and Black no longer had any rights to the song at all. Of course, then the song hit huge, and I mean really huge. One of the first 5 million record-selling recordings in history in 1919. Later on, Johnny Black had to sue Felix Bernard to get his share of the royalties, and he probably never really got his share. I heard he only got about 25 grand, and Felix Bernard walked away with, I'm sure, millions. And then Felix Bernard went on to write Winter Wonderland, which is what he's most famous for now. In fact, Winter Wonderland is kind of how I know which part of Dardanella Felix Bernard wrote. I don't want to get into any musical theory, but it's pretty obvious to me that he only wrote about 8 bars.
Paper Doll, we associated, as you mentioned, with the Mills Brothers, who were also from this area,
yes,
incidentally.
Piqua. Mm-hmm.
We associate that with the sound of the 1940s, at least emotionally. But That's a song that's even earlier than Dardanella?
Much earlier. Well, not much earlier. 1915 is the copyright on Paper Doll. However, it wasn't published until 1930, which was long after Dardanella became a hit. And this is really curious with me. I have looked and looked and looked, but I have not found any reference at all to the tune Paper Doll prior to about 1942, 43. Of course, that's after Johnny Black's death. Now, there's legends abounding from it, how it was written by Johnny Black. Actually, it was, according to Joey Lewis's biography, Black wrote it, recalled it from his memory to try to get a new tune published to keep them going in New York. It's really hard to tell where it came from, but it's definitely a Johnny Black style in both the lyrics and the melody. The lyrics are pretty clever, really. I think they're more clever than some of his other songs. He uses internal rhyme and things like that that I don't hear in any of his other tunes. It's quite a piece of work, and the unfortunate fact that he wasn't around to celebrate its success is a bit tragic, but somehow or another, John Mills got a hold of it, and the Mills brothers must have been performing it when they decided to record it on the flip side of I'll Be Around. I don't think they meant for it to really go anywhere because it was on the B side. They were hoping I'll Be Around would be a big hit, and it was. But the legend has it, again, that nobody knows for sure, but a disc jockey just flipped the record over one day. So let's see what's on the other side. And wow, that was it. It just took off from there, and it just really touched an entire generation of wartime people. And they carried that memory with them on through today. So it's a remarkable song.
You mentioned that Johnny S. Black was gone by that time. Could you give us a summary of how that came about?
Like I said, he was a colorful character. He came back to Hamilton after a time in New York and Chicago, and I'm pretty sure England, probably broke. But he came back to Hamilton to set up shop there to do his music career there in town. That's where my uncle met him and worked with him. He had a roadhouse, as they called him back then, which was probably a former speakeasy, called Club Dardanella, which later became Eaton Manor, for anybody who's familiar with Hamilton a few years back. He ran a club out of that. Well, one night, I believe it was a Friday night, it was a full house, and a couple of fellas from Mount Healthy were enjoying the jukebox. Apparently, there was no live music that night. And there was a disagreement about some money that was left on the table. Johnny assumed that that money was a tip, and he took it off the table. But the gentleman from Mount Healthy, who was only about 19 years old, that was his payment, and he wanted his change. And earlier, he reported that Johnny stiffed him for a couple of nickels because he wanted change to play the jukebox. And Johnny reportedly said to him, "No, no, nothing coming." So this guy got a little upset, and a fight was about to break out, and he said, "Let's take it out in the parking lot." So the gentleman proceeded out to the parking lot, and the fella turned around and belted Johnny, sort of a cheap shot, sucker punch. And Johnny wasn't ready for it. He went down, hit his head on the pavement, and was out cold. The two guys, the fellow who hit him and his friend, picked him up, drug him back in, and deposited him there at the bar and left. Johnny came to about 2 hours later and started waiting on tables and doing his thing. But then he collapsed about 2 o'clock in the morning. They took him to Mercy Hospital up there in Hamilton, where he died the next day, apparently a hemorrhage of some sort.
You're planning this tribute to the music of Johnny S. Black, which is featuring the Jack Carr Big Band with singers Olivia Yokers and Mike Snyder. That's going to be at River's Edge Amphitheater at the Riverfront Plaza and Dayton Streets in Hamilton on the 5th of April. So what is the future plan of the Johnny S. Black Memorial Fund beyond that?
Well, when it was set up to pay for specifically an Ohio historical marker, which is going to be dedicated during the concert. Any money that is over and above the cost of the Ohio historical marker was to be used to promote Johnny Black's music. So we're going to be playing a lot of Johnny Black's music. All I could find, actually, we're going to be playing. And originally, I thought that wasn't going to be much. But we did manage to secure several band arrangements, dance orchestra arrangements from an acquaintance of mine in New York, Vince Giordano, who is a sort of a specialty collector of these kinds of things.
And a friend of mine.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's been a huge help to me, I'll tell you what. He sent me 10 charts of Johnny Black tunes, songs that I have not found anywhere else. So we're going to be playing some of those. We're going to be playing some of my arrangements of his music. One of the pieces we'll be performing is a medley of three of Johnny Black's pieces that I wrote for, or arranged rather, for the Hamilton Fairfield Symphony Orchestra. And that was performed over the summer by Paul Stanberry and the Hamilton Fairfield Symphony Orchestra, very well received. And they are three Johnny Black tunes. I led off with Dardanella, and I closed with Paper Doll in the style that we know them. But in the middle, I inserted a tune that not many people knew, and it was Too Many Irons in the Fire. And I found that song to be very versatile. I set it in a number of different styles, like a Glenn Miller-style dance tune. I even worked it up as a Richard Rodgers show tune. It was very versatile, as a matter of fact. And I closed out with sound like a Count Basie swing chart. So that little tune yielded a lot of neat variations and kind of got me thinking that Johnny Black really had the formula down for writing a hit song. It's just a shame he wasn't better promoted, and I think we would have heard more of him.
Well, I think we can count on your memorial fund to bring us some more about Johnny Black and his achievements and his music. And I thank you for coming today. You've been listening to Mark Yokers of the Johnny S. Black Memorial Fund Committee.
Thank you very much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Dave Lewis.
When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world.
I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own
than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.